lift them up forever. Psalm 28, verse 9. God's people need lifting up. They are very heavy by nature. They have no wings, or if they have, they are like the dove of old which lay among the pots, and they need divine grace to make them mount on wings covered with silver and with feathers of yellow gold. By nature, sparks fly upward, but the sinful souls of men fall downward. O Lord, lift them up forever. David himself said, "Unto thee, O God, do I lift up my soul." And he here feels the necessity that other men's souls should be lifted up as well as his own. When you ask this blessing for yourself, forget not to seek it for others also. There are three ways in which God's people require to be lifted up. They require to be elevated in character. Lift them up, O Lord. Do not suffer thy people to be like the world's people. The world lieth in the wicked one. Lift them out of it. The world's people are looking after silver and gold, seeking their own pleasures and the gratification of their lusts. But Lord, lift thy people up above all this. Keep them from being muckrakers, as John Bunyan calls the man who is always scraping after gold. Set thou their hearts upon their risen Lord and the heavenly heritage. Moreover, believers need to be prospered in conflict. In the battle, if they seem to fall, O Lord, be pleased to give them the victory. If the foot of the foe be upon their necks for a moment, help them to grasp the sword of the Spirit and eventually to win the battle. Lord, lift up thy children's spirits in the day of conflict. Let them not sit in the dust, mourning forever. Suffer not the adversary to vex them sore and make them fret. But if they have been, like Hannah, persecuted, let them sing of the mercy of a delivering God. We may also ask our Lord to lift them up at the last. Lift them up by taking them home. Lift their bodies from the tomb and raise their souls to thine eternal kingdom in glory.